So you wake up in a cube, your house is a cube, or your room, your bedroom is a cube. You go out your front door and you get in a car that's a cube. You or your kids get in a cube car. So the kids go off to school, which is another cube. They might ride the bus, which is a cube, a rectangular cube. You go to an office job that's a cube. Or you sit in your house in front of a screen that's a rectangular cube. Go to office, sit in the cube. You order products, they come in a box, which is a cube. So you wake up in a box, you ride to work in a box, you look at a screen, a TV screen or a computer screen box. You ride to work in a box, you sit in a box, cubicle. And so you're in a box all the time. And you order products from Amazon or online from somebody, and they ship it in a box. And then when it delivers, it's delivered in a box truck. Delive. And so you're always in a box. And so not only are you in the box in the natural, but most people are in a box in the flesh mind. Denominational box, culture box, political box, all kinds of boxes. Gnostic box, New Age box, all kinds of boxes. People live in a box, right? In their mind, in their soul. And so you have to realize what's happening is you're in a system that's supporting the box. Hello? A system that's promoting the box, pushing the box, keeping you in a box, surrounding you with a box. And if you try to escape the box, this is why they worship Mother Earth. This is why they worship the world, the flesh, and pro-life, because it's a system, it's a box. And if you listen to deeper what I'm saying there, the slang for box is what? So they want you all tied into the box. The drama, yoked up down here in this world. Anytime you tie in to a system, you're tying into the box. Train is a box car. Your bus is a box. You're surrounded by a box, and they want you tied into the box. And when you escape the box, they call you crazy. But the freedom is off the roof. The biggest box to escape is in the mind and in the heart and in the spirit. Your bloodline box, your culture box, your expectation box, your human box. You have all these human ideas, what things. You have all these preconceived ideas, what you think life is about. Until somebody comes across the scene and says, hey, your worldview is corrupt. Your worldview is twisted. Your worldview doesn't add up. Shakes your box, trying to shake you out of the box. And you get mad, and you get confused, and you ridicule, and you harass, and you attack, and you make fun of, and you run, but you keep saying, but wait a minute, he's saying something that makes sense. Some people want to escape the box, but some people are content in the box. They love the box. See, inside the box, you have a bunch of comrades, right? You don't feel alone in the box. But you can still feel camaradership, or whatever, how you say it, outside the box. But you're going to have to get your identity in Jesus alone, Christ alone, God alone. And then when they make fun of you because you're not in some kind of man-made box, you don't care. You think outside the box, you're free. The truth will set you free. You're not in their little identity matrix, false identity matrix that they create. You're not in that anymore. You've left that. You get your identity in God alone. You're not in a box, and you can easily adapt to the shifting sand of their boxes. They shift the box around. They change the box around to destabilize you, and you can actually don't even bother you anymore once you leave the whole system, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, all that. Leave the box, and then when they shake the box, it don't bother you because you're outside the box.